It is Wednesday, July 11th, 7-Eleven. Lucky day. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
It's been a great.
It just hit me, 7-Eleven. With us is Becca Martin Brown, who is we're lucky to have in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio with us. She is the features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Today's a little anniversary. It was the 11th of July that I started my first job in journalism.
Really?
Oh.
We will not discuss
what year. In 1995.
Thank you, Kyle. Remind me to get you a candy bar after
yes.
this. All right, going on today, the teddy bear picnic.
What?
See, we should be kids. I'm telling you.
I can act like a kid / I will help babysit a child.
There you
if
go.
That means I
we
can
are
go.
Offering free sitting if we can go to these things. 2 o'clock at the Rogers Public Library. It's for ages up to 7. Reservations at 621-1152. The never-ending Fleur Delicious Weekend continues with a drink and draw art exhibition.
When I hear these things described, because wasn't the Fleur Delicious, didn't they have the vodka bartenders?
Yes, yes they did.
Boy, if you've gone to every one of these.
You're having a great summer.
But they're spreading it out.
It reminds me of Ray Milland's Lost Weekend, which is a reference that some people will get.
I don't think the Lost Weekend went on this long.
I think you're right.
This starts at 7 o'clock at Chelsea's in Eureka Springs. Again, it's FleurDeliciousWeekend.com. Opera in the Ozarks tonight is at 7:30 at Inspiration Point. Tonight's opera is A Little Night Music. Tickets are $20 to $25. And a band called Clutch performs tonight at George's Majestic Lounge. Kyle just made a yay cool mm-hmm. gesture. Kevin Kinder, our music writer who understands these things, says that they shift among punk, metal, and the blues, and they've had a cult following for 20 years. They perform tonight with Prong and Lion Eye. Show starts at 8 o'clock, and admission is $19.
They put on a great show. It's not quiet. I'll just tell you that.
Cool.
Yes.
Thanks, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspaper.